Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And yeah, lots of big action at the Golden Globes. We're going to cover it all for you with extra red carpet correspondent Mona Kosar Abdi. Mona, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. And thanks for having me, Randy.
Listen, not any huge surprises, I don't think, at the Golden Globes. It was Oppenheimer night for sure, right?
It was Oppenheimer night for sure. We had Best Performance by an Actor. Cillian Murphy snagged that award. Best Supporting Actor, Robert Downey Jr. I believe Christopher Nolan got an award. There's so many. Oppenheimer snagged 5 Golden Globes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's such a big movie. And was it a little bit of a surprise that Barbie got... not shut out, because I mean, it got best song and a couple of awards, but was everybody thinking that maybe they would snag more awards?
At least I was hoping. I understand that like blockbuster movies sometimes don't translate when it comes to award season, but you would think because of all the Oppenheimer, what do they call it? Barbenheimer.
Right.
Attention that it got this summer. And I believe when you actually see the movie, there's so much substance to it. It's not just this like fun Barbie movie.
Right.
It was actually a really good, really good movie.
Yeah.
And so I thought maybe I was honestly pulling for Barbie, and I thought it would get a little bit more attention, but it did get best original song for Billie Eilish and Phineas's What I Was Made For, which is an amazing song. And then it got the box office. It's a new category. It's the blockbuster category, which awards blockbuster success. And so they did win in that category.
Well, one of my favorite actors of all time won, not surprisingly, last night. Paul Giamatti won for best performance by a male actor in a motion picture for The Holdovers. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
I
have, and I thought it was so heartwarming. I loved his performance.
I did too.
And then his co-star Devine Joy also got Best Supporting Actress, and I was so happy because I thought both of them were just fabulous in that movie.
Yeah, and he's just fabulous in everything. I mean, Billions, you know, whatever you put Paul Giamatti in, he's just he's got to be one of the best actors that we have right now. And then, kind of maybe a little bit of a surprise, best performance by a female actor in a movie, Lily Gladstone. Okay.
So, yes, I was really pulling for her. I think it was so well-deserved because her performance in Killers of the Flower Moon was a standout performance. And a lot of people are, you know, she's had a lot of Oscar buzz around her, and they believe that this was just, once again, another confirmation that she is a contender for Best Actress in the Oscar category. And so I loved her speech. I started getting teary-eyed. She, you know, is the first Indigenous woman to snag that award.
Yeah.
And she started speaking her native language. And you could just see that she is representing something bigger than her. I think the movie put a spotlight on a story that is part of American history that we need to know about,
right,
that we need to learn about. And so, you know, to see someone who is Indigenous to be on that stage, to get such a coveted award. And you know that she's representing, again, something just bigger than her.
Absolutely. We were talking Golden Globes today with extra red carpet correspondent Mona Kosar Abdi. And let's switch to television for just a second. Succession had a pretty good night.
Succession had a great night, and particularly Kieran Culkin. He got the Best Actor Award for a drama series. He talked about the fact that he had been at the Golden Globes on behalf of Succession several times, right? But he saw it as more of like, you know, a cast thing. He never thought that he would be singled out for such an award. And so it was really nice to see him on that stage and get recognized. I honestly, like, you could hear almost like, I felt like the energy in the room was also excited for him. And then he had this cute little quip against Pedro Pascal where he was like, "Suck it, Pedro. I got this award," because he was also in the category. And I love the little back and forth between them.
Hey, so you talk about the energy in a room. Let's talk about the host for the Golden Globes, Joe Coy. How did that go over in the room? Because I've read some reviews already today, and he got kind of panned.
Yeah, Randy. So Listen, I'm always rooting for the man in the arena, right? It takes a lot of guts to go grab right. that microphone and get on that stage. And particularly, he wasn't the first choice.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, they kind of had a hard time lining somebody up.
Yeah, which shows you that the Golden Globes hasn't yet been able to completely shake all the negative press that it's gotten over the last few years, right? And so they tapped Joe Coy and gave him 10 days to prepare, right? Oh, so you got to give the man credit. And he actually points that out too. But I think that was his downfall, is that when his jokes weren't landing, he didn't double down. And I think that's what we expect from like a Ricky Gervais, right? Like
exactly. Right.
You are there to make the crowd cringe. Like, it's okay. You have to almost like relish in it. But it seemed like he got kind of, you know, nervous when his jokes weren't landing. And he was like, listen, I didn't write these jokes and I only had 10 days.
Yeah.
And that's where I think things started going downhill. I will say he had some really funny jokes. The Robert De Niro joke was really funny to me. But there were some awkward moments, like the Taylor Swift moment where she just gave him nothing. There's the Barbie, which I don't know. I just didn't land well. And even though he, you know, was really poking fun at Ryan Gosling, he also didn't give him much.
It's one of those things where everybody just kind of looks around at each other and goes, hey, boy, I don't know. And you know, that's the first time I've seen Taylor Swift outside of an NFL stadium.
Yeah, maybe you should have been on the writing team for that. Yeah. that's also, I was like, it was interesting. But by then, I think the ship had already sailed, because that joke, because at the end, he apologized. Like, I'm sorry. Like, almost as if he was apologizing that he had to say the joke.
Right.
But it was a funny joke and it was fair game. Like, she does get a lot of attention at NFL games.
Right.
Like,
well, especially we're based in Kansas City, so we see her a lot.
Exactly. Right. Every single Chiefs game, you get the cutaway. So that joke. Get that joke very well.
Mona, thank you so much for the time. Great reporting, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.